Who cares? This is Carson's Court reporting live from Virginia Beach on a great Wednesday, cloudy Wednesday here in Virginia Beach. Great, great day. Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the podcast app, Beaker, Spotify, Anchor. Welcome, Overcast. Welcome to the Carson's Court Show on a Wednesday in Virginia Beach. Let's start off with, let's go into this. You know, obviously, NFL starts up tomorrow night, starting with the Texans and the Chiefs. And, you know, this is a very interesting game. To me, the Chiefs win this with flying colors, and the Chiefs win. Number one, I think the quarterback is better, Patrick Mahomes. Number two, I think their offense is a ton better. The Chiefs and the Ravens, and if you listened to the show yesterday, I said this, the Chiefs and the Ravens have the two best offenses in the NFL. So I like I said yesterday, I would throw in Seattle, maybe Denver, and the San Francisco 49ers. Those are my top five priority. But as for flying colors, I think the Chiefs will win this game. And my final score is going to be 36-17 Chiefs. I think it'll be a runaway game. And like I said, I really, really think that the Chiefs, the Ravens, the 49ers, the Seahawks, and the Denver Broncos have the four best offenses in the NFL. Let's go into this. This is very interesting because a lot of people are saying, just like the Lakers and Clippers, who's better, the Ravens or the Kansas City Chiefs? To me, I think it's, and normally on the show I say I think the offense is wins games. You have to score. You can stop them from scoring, but you have to score. So in my opinion, I really think it's a close race between the Ravens 49ers, especially with offense. But if we're talking about Super Bowls here, and that's kind of what I'm getting at here is who's probably going to win a Super Bowl, I'm going to say the Chiefs. Because time and time again, the Ravens have struggled in the playoffs. Losing to Tennessee is a great example. And you get some people say, Tennessee was the hardest team in the AFC. I get that. But Baltimore was the number one seed. Baltimore was the number one seed. You want to talk about hotness? Trailblazers, Portland Trailblazers, the hottest team in the NBA bubble, came in, Lakers knocked them out, number one seed. And, you know, I get it. You're right. I know the NFL is one game you're out. The NBA, you have a series. I get that. But number one seed won. Ravens cannot win playoff games. That's why if you talk about Super Bowls, I'm picking the Chiefs. If you talk about which team overall on paper is better, that's when you have me thinking about the Ravens a little bit more. And I'll tell you why I think their defense is better than the Chiefs' defense. Chiefs party on paper has a better offense, but Ravens are right there with them, very close, and I think the Ravens have a better defense. So I think Baltimore overall, and it's very close, very close. I mean, those two teams are very tight for a number one race. I wouldn't be so high on the 49ers. I think maybe they're the best team in the NFC, but I'm not going to be saying that they're going to head to the Super Bowl again, because I still think Seattle, Green Bay, I think you're going to see Philadelphia, Dallas. I mean, the NFC's pretty competitive. I'm not going to 100% say I think the 49ers are going to the Super Bowl. What I will say is I think the Eagles picked the wrong quarterback, and I've said that many times. I think they should have went with Nick Foles. Dallas, in my opinion, partly is a great team and a team that you're going to see in the playoffs, I think. Same thing with Tampa Bay and New Orleans. I think both of those teams are going to make the playoffs. I think if you ask me, the playoff teams, and they're doing eight in each conference this year, and for now on, Tampa Bay, Dallas winning the division. I think Tampa, New Orleans winning their division. I think Tampa Bay is going to get the wild card. Dallas winning it. I don't think the Eagles are going to make it this year, folks. I think Dallas is going to win the division. I think the wild card will go to the 49ers. I think Seattle will win that division, and Green Bay wins their division. I don't see Philly in it simply because I think they picked the wrong quarterback. And if you flip to the AFC, I see number one seed being Baltimore, I see number two seed being the Chiefs, or vice versa. I see Buffalo winning their division. I see in the wild card spot. I see Pittsburgh in the wild card spot. And I see also in the wild card spot Denver. And I'm going to throw in, I think the Colts will win their division. And I'll throw in, I'm concerned about the Titans, but I think they have a better offense than Houston, so I'll put in the Texans as the wild, I mean the Titans, excuse me, as the wild card coming out of the AFC. All right, well, let's go into this. The NBA Milwaukee Bucks lose last night, which eliminates them. And I said it yesterday, if you listened to yesterday on the show, it doesn't surprise me. I thought Miami would do it simply because the Bucks, especially without the Greek Freak, cannot contain Jimmy Butler, and that's what you have to do. You have to contain Jimmy Butler. The Heat have not, and they will not face a team in the East before they get to the championship. And if you remember yesterday, I had my NBA championships as the Lakers and Heat. The Heat have not and will not face a team with two superstars. Celtics don't have one, and I know you're thinking Kemba Walker. Kemba Walker is a star, a superstar. LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook, James Harden. And you know me, Chris Paul. I like Chris Paul. I think he's a great three shooter and great player in the fourth quarter. That's superstars. Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, superstars. I don't consider Kemba Walker a superstar. Certainly not in the top 10 players in the NBA. You get to top 15, maybe we're talking. But like I said, the Heat cannot contain, or the Bucks could not contain Jimmy Butler. I'm having the Celtics win tonight to close out Toronto. I don't think the Celtics will be able to contain. They might do a better job than the Pacers and Bucks have done, keeping Jimmy Butler at least in the low 30s with points, keeping the Heat out of hundreds and 20s points. But I don't see the Celtics containing them enough to win four games. I don't see that series a sweep. I think this. I'll say this. I think, and I'll say this. I think the Heat will get it done against the Celtics in six games. And if you remember, I said the Clippers will win tonight. They'll win out. Denver will be eliminated by early next week. Same thing with the Lakers, although I do not think the Lakers will win out. I think the Clippers will get it done in five, Lakers in six. I think Lakers will win Friday night, Sunday, Friday night. I think the Rockets will get it done Sunday night, and Lakers will end it on Tuesday. That's my opinion in the West. I think the Lakers are advanced, the Clippers are advanced, and we'll get to the Lakers and Rockets here coming up next. I like the Lakers in seven. I like the Heat against the Celtics in six, and I think it'll be a Laker-Heat championship. And again, I think the Lakers will do a better job of containing Jimmy Butler. Why? Not because I think they're a better team than the Bucks, not because I think they're a better team than the Celtics, because they have two superstars. Because they have two superstars. Alright, well, coming up on the Carson Court Show, what a game. Did you catch that game? Lakers. Rockets. Why do I think the Lakers will win? Next on the Carson Court Show. Also coming up next, NHL. That is all next and more on the Carson Court Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. I said this many times on my show, especially last summer. I said, I'm not going to pick the Rockets. They're a good team, great team, but I'm not going to pick the Rockets. And I'll tell you why, because they don't pass the ball. Westbrook doesn't pass the ball. Harden doesn't pass the ball. And they're a super pair. I mean, they're like LeBron James, Anthony Davis, pass the ball. Kawhi Leonard with the Clippers, Paul George pass the ball. They pass the ball and they're successful. Go back to the 90s. Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, they pass the ball. They were successful. They pass the ball. James Harden, they don't pass the ball. That is why I did not pick them. Well, that's it right now. Coming up next on the Carson's Court Show, stay tuned for a lot more coming up on the Carson's Court Show. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show, last podcast of the day. Let's end it with this. I wanted to touch slightly more on the NFL. I'm going to give my picks tomorrow. So if you want to hear my picks, you already know Thursday night's picks. I picked the Chiefs 36-18. Or 36-17. But stay around to hear my Sunday and Monday picks that is coming up tomorrow on the Carson's Court Show. Let's end it with this. NHL talk. A lot of things going on in the NHL. So let's pick some of the games tonight. We're also going to end with MLB. We didn't do the MLB yesterday, so I'm going to end it. Only one game tonight, Lightning and Islanders picking the Lightning. I think they will roll that series, and I think they will win tonight. Lightning leads the series 1-0 according to the NHL app. I think Lightning will win. All right, well, let's flip to the MLB. And then I'm going to give my top... I'm going to do some lists here also coming up on the Carson's Court Show. Let's actually start out with some lists. Top five best college teams right now. And again, they're not... And this is in football. When do I think college basketball? That's all coming. I mean, this is going to be a little lengthy here. First of all, top five best teams in college football. Number one, still believe this, Clemson. Normally I start with number five, but I'll start with number five. Number five, LSU. They lost a lot of players in the NFL draft. I think they'll bounce back pretty well, though. Number five, LSU. Number four, Oklahoma. And as you know, they did make it last year to the playoffs. Struggled terribly against LSU. And it was, it was crushing. And as you know, I talked about the Cincinnati Bengals, talked about him on my show, the quarterback, before. I said, give him time. I think Cincinnati will roll that division. Give him 4 years. Baltimore won't be good in 5 years because the Lamar Jackson loves to run. Look at Cam Newton. I don't think Pittsburgh will be good in 4 years, but I think Ben Roethlisberger is going to retire. Cleveland are slowly getting better. I think you're going to see a rapid real quick in Cincinnati here coming in the next 4 or 5 years. So give him time. He will do good. I believe that Cincinnati's quarterback. Number four is a very, very, very good team, but they have struggled a good bit. Ohio State. I think Ohio State, they have good players, but I think they're a little bit like the Ravens. They just, when they get to the playoffs, they freeze up. Pittsburgh's like that. The Steelers especially, they freeze up. All right, well, number three, number five again. I have number five, LSU. Number four, Ohio State. Number three, number five, LSU. Number four, Oklahoma. Number three, Ohio State. Number two, Alabama. And, the reason I think they're staying in the top five, and you could argue this with Clemson too, is their head coach. One of the better head coaches in college football, and I would argue one of the better coaches in football, period. Great coach out of Alabama, number two, Alabama. Number one, same reason, Clemson. I think their coach, is keeping them in. He's is a great coach, but I think he's keeping them in. Now, and they're getting recruits out of the ears. I mean, Clemson is going to be good, I think, for a long, long time. Alabama took a step back. LSU, I think, will take a few steps back due to losing people in the NFL. So, lots going on with college football, but that is my top five best college football teams. Top five best. That is it for the list. I'm going to talk about, you know, the MLB real quick, and then we're going to go to when college basketball will come back, and then I'm going to touch on the NFL, and then I'll be done. To me, and you know, this was very surprised. I am very surprised. The MLB is hanging on by a thread. They don't have a bubble like the NBA's do. And the NFL, I don't even know their plan. But to me, I'm very surprised, no matter how long they hang on, that the Yankees are struggling as much as they did. And you know, when I talked about the MLB on the show before, I said Houston is going to be one of those teams I have to see play before I can say Yankees are going to the World Series. They have to be one of those teams I have to see to play. And that's the same thing with the Steelers. Pittsburgh Steelers, I cannot tell you what their record is going to be until I see about 3 or 4 games. I got to see Ben. If Ben's better than what he has ever been, I'm going to put Pittsburgh closer to 10-6. If he's about the same, maybe 8-8, I think they lost a lot of players. If he's really not as good as I was thinking he would be, I'm going to drop him maybe closer to Cleveland. Maybe somewhere around 7-9, somewhere now. So well, they wouldn't be 7-9. Well, you know, 7-8, 7-9. But the point is 7-9. But the point is, Houston is still one of those teams I have to see play. Yankees, I said, you know what? I think the Yankees are going to be good, but I think Tampa Bay, and then we'll face off in the World Series, not in the World Series, but in the. I said that, and I believe that. I still think it'll be Tampa Bay and the Yankees, but I'm not sure what the Yankees are doing. They're struggling. Obviously, I still think in the West, I mean, and not in the West, in the American League, or National League, I still think it'll be Dodgers either way, and to meet them. And I still believe that. I think it'll be Dodgers. I thought the Yankees, but now I'm starting to head towards Tampa Bay. Well, thanks for listening to the Carson Court Show. Real quick, I'm going to end with this. When do I think college basketball return? Maybe January. See, that's the difference between the NBA and the bubble. I mean, the NBA and college basketball, they do not have a bubble. If somebody gets it. And by the way, colleges are getting COVID. North Carolina, UNC, a major basketball college, already one that has it. So these colleges are getting sick, if you will. And that keeps happening. There is no way that college basketball is going to return this year. And by the way, UNC, JMU, just a couple of the few of the colleges that are getting pinned down with it. So remember, Clippers are going to win tonight. I really believe that. I also believe the Heat. I mean, I also believe the Celtics will get it done. Thanks for listening to the Carson's Court Show today. Have a great rest of your day. We are, for the last time, we are live in Virginia Beach. Talk tomorrow. I'm going to give my NFL predictions tomorrow. Stay tuned for that and much more. Talk tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day. Talk tomorrow.